We stand. Let us pray. Almighty God, graciously behold this your family, through whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and delivered into the hands of sinful men, to suffer death upon the cross, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The Old Testament reading for Good Friday is from Isaiah chapters 52 and 53. Behold, my servant shall act wisely. He shall be high and lifted up, and shall be exalted. As many were astonished at you, his appearance was so marred beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the children of mankind. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him. For that which has not been told them, they see. And that which they have not heard, they understand. Who has believed what they heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people? And they made his grave with the wicked, and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for sin, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death, and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many, and makes intercession for the transgressors. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Merciful and everlasting God, you did not spare your only Son, but delivered him up for us all, to bear our sins on the cross. Grant that our hearts may be so fixed with steadfast faith in him, that we fear not the power of sin, death, and the devil through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The epistle is from Hebrews chapters 4 and 5. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you will that your Son should bear for us the pains of the cross, and so remove from us the power of the adversary. Help us so to remember and give thanks for our Lord's passion, that we may receive forgiveness of sin and redemption from everlasting death. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, hymn 440, verse 1, Jesus I will ponder now.
Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. Since that disciple was known to the high priest, he entered with Jesus into the court of the high priest, but Peter stood outside at the door. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the servant girl, who kept watch at the door, and brought Peter in. The servant girl at the door said to Peter, "You also are not one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." Now the servants and officers made a charcoal fire, because it was cold, and they were standing and warming themselves. Peter also was with them, standing and warming himself. The high priest then questioned Jesus about his disciples and his teaching. Jesus answered him, "I have spoken openly to the world. I have always taught in the synagogues and in the temple, where all Jews come together. I have said nothing in secret. Why do you ask me? Ask those who have heard me what I said to them. They know what I said." When he said these things, one of the officers standing by struck Jesus with his hand, saying, "Is that how you answer the high priest?" Jesus answered him, "If what I said is wrong, bear witness about the wrong. But if what I said is right, why do you strike me?" Annas then sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Now Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. So they said to him, "You also are not one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." One of the servants of the high priest, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, asked, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Peter again denied it, and at once a rooster crowed. Verse 2.
Suffered, what suffer,
Jesus and flogged him. And the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head and arrayed him in a purple robe. They came up to him saying, "Hail, King of the Jews," and struck him with their hands. Pilate went out again and said to them, "See, I am bringing him out to you, that you may know that I find no guilt in him." So Jesus came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, "Behold the man." When the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no guilt in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and according to that law he ought to die, because he has made himself the Son of God." When Pilate heard this statement, he was even more afraid. He entered his headquarters again and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. So Pilate said to him, "You will not speak to me? Do you not know that I have authority to release you and authority to crucify you?" Jesus answered him, "You would have no authority over me at all unless it had been given to you from above. Therefore, he who delivered me over to you has the greater sin." From then on, Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, "If you release this man, you are not Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a king opposes Caesar." So when Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judgment seat at a place called the Stone Pavement, and in Aramaic, Gabbatha. Now it was the day of preparation of the Passover. It was about the sixth hour. He said to the Jews, "Behold, your king." They cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." So he delivered him over to them to be crucified. Verse 4.
Oh,
Confession, reading 6. But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour the disciple took her to his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said, to fulfill the scripture, "I thirst." A jar full of sour wine stood there. So they put a sponge full of sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Verse 6.
Servant
who will be lifted up and sprinkle many nations, meaning he will be lifted up as God's servant upon the cross. Though he will be the great one, he will be marred because of the whipping and scourging. God's servant lifted up on the cross. Secondly, the lessons describe him as the righteous one who bears the iniquities of the unrighteous ones, in whom we are accounted righteous. Jesus, the righteous one, was described by Isaiah as a man of full sorrow and grief, but the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. The Holy One bore our unholiness, so that we who are unholy in him can be accounted righteous. Jesus is God's servant lifted on the cross. He is the righteous one who bears our iniquities. Thirdly, he is the great high priest through whom we can come to God in confidence. As the writer of Hebrews says, Jesus, the Son of God, is like us in all ways except without sin. And he has gone before us so that we find mercy and grace and come before him in confidence before the throne of grace. Jesus is God's servant lifted up on the cross. Jesus is the righteous one who bears our iniquities. Jesus is the great high priest who has gone before us. Fourthly, Jesus is God's Son and the source of our eternal salvation. Salvation means saved from hell, brought into heaven. He learned obedience through the things that he suffered, the writer of Hebrews said. But by being sacrificed in our place, he is the source of your salvation. Not you, but he. He is the source of our salvation. He is God's Son. He's God's servant lifted up. He's the righteous one who bears our iniquities. He's the great high priest who's gone before us. He's Jesus, God's Son, and he is Jesus of Nazareth. Here we see the mystery of the deity and humanity of Christ, true God and true man. The Son of God in eternity, he tells Pilate, my kingdom is not of this world. Yet he comes from the humble town of Nazareth. And so the sign they put over him was mocking him. Ha! This is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. At every step in the crucifixion account, all the things they say about accusations against him are actually true. He saved others, he cannot save himself. That's right, he did come to save others. This is the King of the Jews? Yes, that is the King of the Jews. This is Jesus of Nazareth? That was his hometown. This is the one in whom there is no guilt? Correct, there was no guilt. This is the one who is truth? Yes, he was truth, even though Pilate said, what is truth? Truth was standing right in front of him. At every step of the way, the irony of Good Friday is everywhere. Everything they accuse him of being, he actually was. He came to save others. He is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. He let Pilate turn him over to crucifixion because he must drink the cup of suffering that the Father has given him. He is this Jesus, and he is the King of the Jews. That sixth title written above him on the cross. The early church fathers say the reason why the sign was above him is because he is above all. The reason why the sign was written in Latin and Aramaic, which is Hebrew, and Greek, so people of all nations could read exactly what was written there. Pilate does one correct thing. He has and gives up to Christ, to the people, Christ, even though he found no guilt. He showed his fear of the Romans, the emperor. He showed his fear of the people. But the one thing he did right was when the priests say, don't write he was a king of the Jews, right? He said he was a king of the Jews. Pilate says, what I have written, I have written. Little did he know, he had written that for all time. Christ Jesus, who was thirsty, who gave up his spirit, who bore the crown of thorns, who was scourged upon his back, who was pierced in hands and feet and side, truly is King of the Jews and the light of the Gentile nations. We rejoice with holy meditation yet sorrow over Jesus' death, because we know the chief priest has offered himself as the sacrifice, and the shepherd has become the lamb who takes away the sin of the world. Meditate on this sublime mystery of the great exchange, that he became sin for us so that we can become the righteousness of God in him. In this sublime mystery, we go to sleep tonight, thanking our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God and the sacrifice, who has taken away the sins of the world. To Jesus be glory forever and ever. Amen. Your offerings and attendance sheets will be placed in the basket in the narthex as you leave. We sing the hymn, A Lamb Goes Uncomplaining Forth, hymn 438. prayer, you may remain seated. After each collect, we speak, Amen.
The bidding prayer. Let us pray for the whole Christian church, that our Lord God would defend her against all the assaults and temptations of the adversary, and keep her perpetually on the true foundation, Jesus Christ.
Almighty and everlasting God, since you revealed your glory to all nations in Jesus Christ and in the word of his truth, keep, we ask you, in safety the works of your mercy, so that your church, spread throughout all the nations, may be defended against the adversary and may serve you in true faith and persevere in the confession of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for all the ministers of the word, for all vocations in the church, and for all the people of God.
Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of the church is governed and sanctified, receive the supplications and prayers which we offer before you for all your servants in your holy church, that every member of the same may truly serve you according to your calling, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for our catechumens, that our Lord God would open their hearts and the door of his mercy, that, having received the remission of all their sins by the washing of regeneration, they may be mindful of their baptism and evermore be found in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Almighty God and Father, because you always grant growth to your church, increase the faith and understanding of our catechumens, that rejoicing in their new birth by the water of holy baptism, they may forever continue in the family of those whom you adopt as your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty.
O merciful Father in heaven, because you hold in your hand all the might of man, and because you have ordained for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of those who do well, all the powers that exist in all the nations of the world, we humbly pray you graciously to God to regard your servants, especially our President, the Congress of the United States, our Governor, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws, that all who receive the sword as your ministers may bear it according to your word, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray our Lord God Almighty that he would deliver the world from all error, take away disease, ward off famine, set free those in bondage, and grant health to the sick, and a safe journey to all who travel.
Almighty and everlasting God, the consolation of the sorrowful and the strength of the weak, may the prayers of those who in any tribulation or distress cry to you graciously come before you, so that in all their necessities they may rejoice in your manifold help and comfort, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for all who are outside the church, that our Lord God would be pleased to deliver them from their error, call them to faith in the true and living God, and his only Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and gather them into his family, the church.
Almighty and everlasting God, because you seek not the death but the life of all, hear our prayers for all who have no right knowledge of you. Free them from their error, and for the glory of your name, bring them into the fellowship of your holy church, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for peace, that we may come to the knowledge of God's holy word, and walk before him as is fitting for Christians.
Almighty and everlasting God, King of glory, and Lord of heaven and earth, by whose Spirit all things are governed, by whose providence all things are ordered, the God of peace, and the author of all concord, grant us, we implore you, your heavenly peace and concord, that we may serve you in true fear, to the praise and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for our enemies, that God would remember them in mercy and graciously grant them such things as are needful for them and profitable for their salvation.
O Almighty and everlasting God, through your only Son, our blessed Lord, you have commanded us to love our enemies, to do good to those who hate us, and to pray for those who persecute us. We therefore earnestly implore you that by your gracious visitation, all our enemies may be led to true repentance, and may have the same love and be of one accord and one mind and heart with us and with your whole Christian church, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for the fruits of the earth, that God would send down his blessing upon them and graciously dispose our hearts to enjoy them according to his own goodwill.
O Lord, Father Almighty, by your word you created and you continue to bless and uphold all things. We pray you so to reveal to us your word, our Lord Jesus Christ, that through his dwelling in our hearts, we may, by your grace, be made ready to receive your blessings on all the fruits of the earth, and whatsoever pertains to our bodily needs, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us stand to pray. Finally, let us pray for all things for which our Lord would have us to ask in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We face the cross.
Behold the life-giving cross on which was hung the salvation of the world. Oh, come, let us worship him. Behold the life-giving cross on which was hung the salvation of the world. Oh, come, let us worship him. Behold the life-giving cross on which was hung the salvation of the world. Oh, come, let us worship him. Says the Lord, what have I done to you, O my people? And wherein have I offended you? Answer me, for I have raised you up out of the prison house of sin and death, and you have delivered up your Redeemer to be scourged. For I have redeemed you from the house of bondage, and you have nailed your Savior to the cross. O my
people. Holy Lord God, holy and mighty God, holy and most merciful Redeemer.
4, verse 1.
Most merciful Redeemer.
Lord, that your abundant blessing may be upon your people, who have held the passion and death of your Son in devout remembrance, that we receive your pardon and the gift of your comfort, and may increase in faith and take hold of eternal salvation through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. 4, 5, 4.